With increased concern over the coronavirus outbreak, we've called in our coronavirus crisis team. Once again, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. John Torres, and Vicky Nguyen. And you guys have been sending us a lot of questions about the virus and how to keep your family safe this morning. We're going to answer some of those questions. So Dr. Oz is going to get us started. How to protect older family members. So we've heard that that's the age group that's most at risk. What age specifically? Do we know?
Let's make 60 to cut off. From this Chinese CDC, we analyzed their data, and it basically doubles in mortality every decade after age 60. So 4% chance of dying, 4 in 100 at age 60 to 69. It's 8% in post in the 70s, and by you're over the age of 80, it's a 15% chance of dying. It's 1 in 7 people. So folks shouldn't panic if they're young and healthy. Everyone under the age of 10, you're good to go. No cases of death in that age group, but over 60, you should be a little concerned, and that's because of risk factors.
What are those risk factors other than age?
The number one risk factor, interestingly, is cardiovascular disease, right? Hardening of the arteries of your heart, your brain in particular. It's heart attacks and strokes, chronic obstructive lung disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer. By the way, hypertension, diabetes, these are prevalent in large percentages of the U.S. population. So if you have these risk factors, especially if you're a smoker, this is a good excuse to stop smoking and vaping, because at least you can protect yourself and those little hairs in your lungs will work better.
What are some of the extra precautions that older people should be taking?
So if you're younger, I would go ahead and travel, but if I was older, I wouldn't, and I would avoid crowded places.
And again, you're talking about folks 60 or older.
60 or older. Okay. There's a 1% mortality if you're 50 and older, so you're not safe there either. Under 50, I think you're pretty good to go, but I like the arm's length rule. If you're in rush hour traffic, you're in crowded places, you're playing bingo at a sporting event, and you can't be at arm's length away from the person next to you, that puts you at a little increased risk. You don't know who's there and who was there. Why take a chance?
Let's talk about schools, because a number of schools have already made the decision to shut down, some out of an abundance of caution, others to clean. If you are a parent and you've got a kid and they're healthy from a closed school, what's the concern there? What's the risk there?
I'm not worried about the kids. As I mentioned earlier, the mortality rate, so far as we know, is zero under age 10. I just don't want them exposing themselves to grandma. And these are the symptoms you want to look for. Number one symptom that almost everyone has with coronavirus is a fever.
Okay.
And then they'll get fatigue 3/4 of the time. Then you'll get a dry cough. And this is interesting. You'll get diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms and often nausea with that.
Do you get all of these?
No. Okay. Fever's the one you're going to get. The other ones aren't necessarily as relevant to us. But if you have those symptoms, stay away from folks who are at risk.
All right. Dr. Oz, thank you. Carson, we'll send it over to you.
Thanks for that, Dr. Oz. As the virus spreads daily, life is starting to look very different. Some businesses, schools, and restaurants shutting their doors. So should you worry about being out in public? NBC News medical correspondent. He's been busy this week. Dr. John Torres is back with us. We have the Avengers here of the CCC
team.
Good to see you. Let's play a quick game of fact or myth. As far as just being out in public when you see somebody, whether you know them or not, shaking hands, fact or myth, you should just stop shaking hands altogether. I'll say that's a fact at this point.
And that is a fact, and that's something you're not seeing a lot of people doing right now, because this thing passes by people coughing and sneezing. If you're within a certain distance, you can get it. But if they cough and sneeze on their hand and they shake your hand and you wipe your face, then you can get it too. So people nowadays are doing a bunch of different things. They're doing
bump,
the knuckle, they're doing the elbow. Have you heard about the foot tap?
No, I like the foot tap.
That's another one they're doing too. So it just keeps them away from each other, and that way they're not passing on something like this if they haven't washed their hands.
Fact or myth, you should go out to eat or stay at home. Is it at the point now where you should simply stay at home? I'm going to say that's a myth. We're maybe not there yet.
That is a myth, but it depends on where you are, too, because there are some hot spots around the country. If you're in a hot spot, you want to be a little more careful, especially if you have those risk factors they were just talking about. But for the most of us, go out and eat. It's fine to do that. But one thing you need to think about is that distance they were talking about keeping that distance.
What is the distance?
The distance is distance is 6 feet. Let's measure it over here.
Right.
It's 6 feet away. So grab this.
Yep.
I'll show you how far that is. So if you get 6 feet away, which is right here, but that far away,
that's a
right. The droplets aren't going to reach there. They can go up to 5 feet. So you're going to be far enough away to the droplets won't reach. So imagine if you're in a concert, would you be that far away from somebody?
No, you'd be right next to them.
How about in a park?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely be that far away. How about public transportation?
No, you're
yeah,
trouble.
Probably not. And this is a time period now where before we said, hey, you want to make sure that we're polite to everybody. Sometimes we're embarrassed if people are doing something to ask them not to do it. But in cases like this, if people are coughing and sneezing, it's okay. Ask them to cover up. If you're in a place or a car or a bus where somebody's coughing and sneezing and not covering up, it's okay to get out and move. It's the same thing at the restaurant. It's okay to ask for another table and move. That politeness isn't quite what we need to have right now.
Fair enough, Doc. Thanks. Let's swing over to Kristen.
All right, Carson, thank you for that. Another big concern on everyone's mind right now, is it safe to travel? NBC investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen has been looking into that angle. Vicky, good to see you.
Good morning, Kristen.
So let's start with that. A lot of folks thinking about spring break right now. Should people be going on spring break, or should you think about canceling that trip?
Think about it. The coronavirus has been detected on every single continent except for Antarctica. That being said, the CDC has only issued a level 3 alert for 4 countries. We're going to show them to you. It's China, Iran, Italy, and South Korea. Level 3 means you should avoid all non-essential travel to those 4 countries.
Okay, so avoid those countries. What about travel within the U.S., and what about travel to the countries who aren't on this list?
The CDC has put up a really cool interactive map that allows you to hover over where you're thinking about going, and then it will tell you what is the risk level. Look at the United States. It's all in a light gray color. Ooh. That means there is a limited risk of community spread. No state in the United States is at a higher risk than any other. That being said, California has more than 50 confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. We're planning to take our kids there to visit their grandparents in 3 weeks. So what do you do? This is where you do a gut check. What is your personal risk tolerance? What we're going to do is monitor, see what develops, and then make a game time decision.
I think that's smart. I think a lot of families will benefit from that advice. What if you do make that game time decision and the decision is, hey, we're not going to go to grandma's this weekend? Will airlines work with you to refund your tickets?
You got to read the fine print. Airlines are trying to be flexible. They are waiving some of the change fees, but each airline is different. Some major ones on there, you see, JetBlue, United. Yesterday, an executive from Alaska emailed all the customers saying, hey, he and his wife and their 8 children are still going to go to Hawaii for spring break. He understands not everyone is comfortable with travel. But right now, as you heard Dr. Fauci say at the beginning of the Today Show this morning, domestic travel is okay.
All right, Vicky Nguyen, great information. Thanks so much and great to see you. Craig, toss it back to you.
Thank you. Doctor, I want to clear up something. Speaking of travel, a few minutes ago we were talking about folks 60 or older, and we want to just make sure we're very clear. Are you saying they should not travel or only if they have certain risk factors?
No, the data I gave you was from the Chinese CDC. That's just the risk of dying if you were to get the coronavirus. However, if you don't have those risk factors, although your age may be 60, 70, 80, you don't have the big risks. So I would only pull back if I had cardiovascular disease or a big autoimmune problem or the things I listed earlier, because those make me worry that if you get the coronavirus, you'd have trouble weathering it. Age itself shouldn't be cut off by itself.
Okay. Dr. Ross, thank you so much for clearing that up.